Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We're on the Count on the Truth radio show with a great friend of ours. This is actually his show, Ken Nielsen, on Count on the Truth. He's got a domain name by the same name, countonthetruth.com. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com and you want to hear this again or hear some of the previous radio shows, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth. Or you can go to countonthetruth.com and you'll see the radio show feeds in to the website that he's built and is building, and we're having a good time talking to Ken. One of the things that we wanted to do was this. And the way this whole thing got started was Ken was a customer of ours for a long time and was building something and called me up and said, listen, I want people to know about some of the stuff that we're working on. And we were talking a little bit about what's going on with the industry, the economy, whether it's politics, the economy, whether it's health, whether who knows what's going on next. It's an election year, you know, so who knows what's going to be thrown at us next. We were talking a little bit about people looking for solutions to some of their either health issues, financial issues, mental issues, whatever it might be. And we were talking about doing different and various things. And I said, well, first thing we got to do is let people hear us because, you know, what's the point? Like, if you're not advertising and promoting your business, it's a little bit like winking in the dark. And for those people that need a second to figure out what that means, when you're winking in the dark, only you know you're doing it. And you know, that's no way to run your business. So we said, well, let's do a radio show because this goes all over the place. And then the other thing we'll do is we'll help you build that website, but we'll do a regular radio show where people will be able to see that you're a good guy to work with, and no matter what you're working on and whatever they're working on with you, they have a fighting shot at making it work. And then obviously helping use our systems as well, it just kind of like, you know, makes it a little bit better. So we start doing this radio show, and we were looking for what are we going to call it, and we've kind of settled on the idea of Count on the Truth, because I don't know what you can count on anymore. If I asked you, can you count on your fine government? I'm not so sure. Can you count on maybe your employer? Well, maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. Can you count on social media for the truth? Probably not. So what can you count on? Well, you can count on the truth coming from Ken Nielsen, a little bit of my help as well. So, Ken, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter. Always great to be back here. I know I can count on your leadership, inspiration, and guidance. And I know because you have so much experience in this industry, which I think makes a huge difference, and plus you get to see a lot of the things that are going on behind the scenes. And one of the things I wanted to kind of get started with real quick, you had mentioned in a previous radio show that you might be, and you said this tongue-in-cheek a little bit, one of the most certified instructors, presenters of the network marketing industry, home-based business industry, and I thought we'd just kind of go over that again real quick, because you had the chance to work at the University of Chicago at Illinois with Dr. Charles King. And I thought you might just kind of mention why you had said that tongue-in-cheek you might be the most certified instructor out there as far as this industry goes. Can you
go over that
again just real quick?
I say it playfully, but I'll also say it factually. So I'll kind of explain. Dr. Charles King was a marketing professor at the University of Illinois in Chicago. And he, as a marketing professor, during one of the last recessions, he was commissioned by the college to find jobs for the graduating students. You know, if you think it through, if you're a college and you're trying to make sure kids keep coming in, you got to make sure that kids keep getting jobs after they graduate from your college. So he was commissioned by the dean to go do some research, like what can these kids do? And he went into his classroom one time and said to his kids, like, this is going to be our, you know, our subject. We're going to go out there and find the path that these graduating seniors could be taking. And one of the kids said, what about network marketing? And Dr. Charles King said, now, by the way, he's an academic. So as an academic, you know, PhD and then some, Dr. Charles King, he said, son, I know enough about network marketing to know that I don't need to know any more about network marketing. We're not going to study it. And the young kid bit back, which is something that you usually wouldn't do to a Dr. Charles King. He was short in stature. He was a short guy, but he was a brute when it comes to being able to defend himself. So he was tough. Dr. Charles said, listen, you know what? You're right. If you would have given me that answer on a quiz, I would have failed you. So I don't want to fail. Let's go look. So he grabbed a guy named Mark Yarnell and a few other people as well, and they actually wound up developing a course at that University of Illinois in Chicago, and they called it the Network Marketing Certification Course. Well, by coincidence, I went there as a student, so I went through the whole thing when I was building a network marketing company that's no longer existent. It was called Nutrition for Life, and they kind of shot themselves. They basically destroyed themselves. But I wound up becoming certified as, you know, I went through the certification. And then a year or so later, one of the students called Dr. Charles and said, do you know what Peter Mingles is doing? And he said, no. You know, I know Peter. Peter's a good guy. He's building Nutrition for Life. He says, well, he also started a lead generation business, and you don't teach leads at the university certification course. I recommend that you bring him back as an instructor. So Dr. Charles called me up, and I became an instructor at that course. Now, here was the difference, and I'm always amazed at this. I'm really not sure why this happens, but a lot of the other instructors didn't take the course. They would speak at the course. They might fly in and fly out. They might be in the hallways or in the, you know, separate classrooms or anything else like that, doing whatever they do. But none of them, zero, I can tell you, zero of them ever went through and took the course. So I was there. I was going to learn all over again and teach all over again and meet up with the students all over again. So at the very end of the course, I took the picture. There's this panoramic picture, like this picture that the camera that's it's timed. It scans from left to right and pulls up the 100 or so students. Really great as we were standing up in the background. And at the end, I said to Sandy, his wife, I want my certificate. And she says, you want a certificate? You're an instructor. I said, I know, but I took the course. I want the certificate. And she thought I was kidding. I was not. I said, I want the certificate. I got the picture. I always took the picture. And I want the certificate. So that happened at least four, maybe five times. So I can tell you without question, not even tongue-in-cheek, with facts, and I can back it up because I got the pictures and the certificates to prove it, that I am definitely the most certified person on the planet in network marketing. Now, what does that really mean? Nothing. It looks good on a resume, perhaps. It's fun for me to say. It was a university certification course, but it is true. No one ever went through all of the courses and took the courses and get the certification, and I can tell you that as a fact. And there were some great people that went through those courses. There was Keith Lagos, Jeffrey Babner, Michael Sheffield. Some of these people are alive today. Some of them are not. There was, there was lots of really great people. People from network marketing companies, leading distributors. Like I'm talking, Mark Yarnell, of course, Rainey Yarnell. Some really great people that were there. And it escalated from the Marriott over at the university to McDonald's University, which was in Oak Brook in Illinois. And McDonald's has a college, like a university. And we actually graduated from the Marriott Hotel on campus at that university to McDonald's University, which was really kind of sweet because not that MLM is a franchise, but there's a lot of similarities between MLM and franchising. So when I say I'm the most certified network marketer, I hardly ever say it for bragging purposes, but for factual purposes, you're darn right. I mean, that is a fact. That is not even tongue-in-cheek. And I really took that stuff seriously because I wanted to be good at my profession. And as a result of that, obviously, you know, it's helped me in many other ways as well. But I love that course. And then what happened, here's what happened. The dean of the university changed, and when the dean of the university changed, Dr. Charles never ran it to be a huge profit-generating center for the college. He did it basically so that, you know, they priced it out. It's like $1,000 for the whole weekend seminar. So he priced it out so the college would just about break even, not make a lot of money. But the new dean was very profit-driven, and Dr. Charles says, you know what? We're not trying to make this a profit-driven seminar. We're trying to make this an educational seminar for those people that want it. We're not trying to make, you know, this to be a moneymaker for the university. So he was close to retirement. He wound up saying, you know what, we'll bring this overseas. They did it in Dubai a couple of years, I think it might have been, on their own. And then eventually he retired. And unfortunately, Dr. Charles King passed away about, bad with dates when it comes to this, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. So good guy. Right, excellent guy, wonderful wife, and it was a really great certification course. So back to you.
Yeah, fantastic story. Love it. And I think it kind of proves the fact that anytime that we're doing certain things and we get to the point where we feel comfortable or we might have some expertise and know some of the backstories from all the experience that other people have and that you can share with people out there, they don't really realize how deep that experience goes, and it really makes a huge difference in the long run, especially when you're trying to find out what's really been said, what's really happening, so the bottom line, so to speak. And so I hope that people understand that when it comes right down to it, a lot of the stuff that you have or you provide, there's a reason for all of it, and it makes the industry, instead of giving the industry a black eye, it gives it a bright eye, as what I call it, and
yep.
The right reasons to have things happen the way that they're supposed to happen, as opposed to the opposite reasons where people try to paint it as such a dark industry, and it causes more problems than it actually helps solve. So, but I think that's kind of the people's perspective out there. And the other thing is, I think a lot of people take a lot of things for granted, and that was kind of something I wanted to kind of throw in there. And I'll just give you a real quick story, because all the things, it's interesting how as we get involved in certain aspects of our lives, that, man, at that point in time, we think that's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And I remember when I first got my amateur radio license, and you had to, back then, back in the day, you had to know Morse code, send and receive Morse code at certain speeds, and to be a novice, you had to know 5 words per minute. General and advanced had to know 13, and then if you were an extra, you had to be able to do 20. And I remember as you learned how to do that and worked your way up in the ranks so that you could get your license and expand your what we refer to as frequency horizon so that you could use more frequencies on the radios, you had to be able to pass a written exam and then plus do the Morse code. And, of course, when you go in there, I was 15 at the time, so I couldn't drive, and I had to talk my uncle into driving me to the big city of Salt Lake City. And when you sit in the room, they had everything set up on these tables, and the gentleman up there getting ready to teach says, okay, if you guys don't pass the Morse code test, there's no reason to give you the written exam. And, man, that seemed like instead of making it easier, that put on even more pressure. And so they would send a little bit of the practice of the code, et cetera, and you're thinking, man, I've been studying this for the last 6 months, and it really is going to suck if my uncle has to take me back to where I'm from. I'm 85 miles north of Salt Lake. He's got to take me back home, and I can't even pass the first part of this test. So I really buckled down and got through the Morse code, and then it seemed like the exam actually was easier doing it that way than it would have been doing the exam first and then the Morse code. So that got me, and they said, okay, for those that have passed the 13 words per minute, if you want to, we're going to go ahead and give you the advanced course because you've already passed the general. And I said, why not? I think I probably will know enough. And got lucky and passed the advanced, which that class they don't hold any longer. So I was in advanced class, and I said, but I still got to get better because most of the DX stations or the foreign stations that we chased for their different awards and certifications were down in the very small part of the band, the last 25 kilocycles, but you had to know 20 words per minute. So that was really a rough transition. And once I finally kind of learned some of the learning techniques as well as the teaching techniques. I went from 13 words a minute to getting past 20 and then up to 35 and 40. And there's people out there that are copying 55, 60 words a minute, like teletype. And it's mind-boggling to think that they're actually copying machine-sent Morse code machines. So anyways, I kind of throw that out there because talking about certifications and what you got to do to get there, because at one time I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. So my uncle who introduced me, the other uncle that introduced me to amateur radio, could never even do the 5 words per minute. And I always offered to help him, but he just had it stuck in his mind that he couldn't do it. Instead of saying, hey, I'm going to figure out a way to do it and make it work, he always said, no, I just can't figure out how to do it. And it seems like, and we had mentioned this on a previous radio show also, that we're prisoners of our own thoughts. And so with that in mind, I know we're going to go to a break here, but I just kind of wanted to throw that out there at the same time so that we come back from break thinking of prisoners of our own thoughts. We take too many things for granted nowadays, and this home business opportunity with everything that's going on out there right now is a great, great opportunity, a great chance for people to create a second income, a viable second niche, or whatever. We've got it down to the point where we have basically a company that's doing the presentations, doing the contacting, and doing the signing up for people that are in your group, on your team. So it's amazing what's going on. Want to make sure that people understand it's changed. It's changed for the better as opposed for the worse. There'll be people that will tell you it's changed for the worse, but don't get caught up in that until you hear all the stuff that we've got to throw out there. So I know you're probably ready to go to a break, and then we can come back from there, Peter.
Excellent. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Ken Nielsen. If you go to countonthetruth.com, you'll be able to see all the cool things that he's doing on the website. And if you go back to countonthetruth.com, look for the Building Fortunes radio shows, you'll hear the previous radio shows. So if you want to catch up on some of the ones you might have missed, there you go. So, Ken, back to you.
All right. Thanks, Peter. In fact, on the last show that we had, we were talking about those that had scaled the 7 summits and some of the preparation. And one of the records that was set was a young gentleman that had done 7 summits in 117 days. I mean, you got acclimation, and you've got to have permits to climb these mountains, et cetera. And I thought about it, kind of brought back some memories of when, like I was mentioning earlier, like the amateur radio. You get into that, and you're all excited about that. And I remember when I got involved with hang gliding and started watching people jump off the mountain. They get a fly like a bird, and then they go down and land, and then was in one of the stores and picked up a magazine, and it showed this gentleman had broken the 200-mile barrier. Larry Tudor has flown 221 miles on his hang glider, and I thought, what? This can't be true. That's impossible. And so I had to buy that magazine. Of course, still have the magazine, and it excites me to read it all the time to think that somebody can get to altitudes of 18,000 feet and fly 221 miles in basically a flying tent. Just absolutely amazing. But I know as you evolved and you got better at flying just ridge soaring, and then you learn how to thermal and start flying the mountains, there was always a group of us that talked about, hey, what we really need to do to put ourselves on the map is go fly over Mount Everest. Wouldn't that be something? Well, Larry Tudor actually put together an expedition, and they went to Everest, and they had the guides, and they hiked up the mountain with their gliders. And at that time, the highest launch in a hang glider was at over 19,000 feet. You're like, man, we're not even supposed to go over 18,000 feet, and you guys are launching at 19,000 feet. And then it comes along an Italian pilot who set a bunch of records. His name is Angelo D'Arrigo, and he has a video, well, National Geographic actually has a video of him. It's called Born to Fly. They call him the human condor. And he actually raised the condor chick right from being hatched in an egg to a full-size condor, learned to fly with him in his hang glider and his paraglider. He named the name of the chick was called Inca. And he went through this journey. He actually flew, I think, over three of the top mountains. And Mount Everest was one of them. And he's getting to an altitude of over 30,000 feet because Mount Everest is at 29. I know that they talk about 8,800 meters, and I think it's the Chinese and the Nepal authorities actually said that Mount Everest is at 29,031, 8.5 feet. And he talked about when he got up over Mount Everest, one of the challenges that he had, of course, was the cold air, minus 43 degrees, and one of his eyes froze shut. And I'm thinking, oh, man, here's something that I wanted to do. And I really, you know, you think you get up to, I've been over 22,000 feet in a hang glider before, and it's pretty cold, but you've got another 8,000 feet to go, and my, how fast it gets cold up there. I wasn't really prepared to think that whole thing through. You just think you fly like a bird and go do that. But anyways, make a long story short, he was the first one to do that, and shortly thereafter, a couple of the other mountains he flew over, he was actually at a air show in an experimental aircraft, and the aircraft was stalled and spun in the ground, and it killed him and a major that flew for, I think, for the Italian Air Force. Really experienced pilots and great promoters of the sport, and they were both killed in that accident, which was a really sad tragedy at the time. So I guess where I'm leading here is I think that chance or whatever we're trying to do favors the prepared mind. And so people that are looking out or thinking that there's a second chance or hopefully hoping for something that can help them, it's out there and it's happening right now. You just gotta look in the right place, come over here where we're at. Peter's got a whole bunch of stuff that he provides for everybody in the home-based business industry. We've got some new stuff that I think people would be really happy to find out about. And I tell people all the time, I says, you know, it's opportunity doesn't make appointments. And you have to remember that you've got to be ready when it arrives and take advantage of its powerful trends. And right now, that's what the trends are. There's some trends that are dying off, and there's some trends that are gaining momentum and speed. And with what our knowledge is right at this point, that's exactly what's happening, is the trend is gaining speed. And we're to the point that we can show people, you know, depending on where they're at, whether they've actually been involved in networking before, whether they're brand new to it, they're very skeptical. We want you to use the good skeptical, of course. And even if you do have the negative skeptical, we welcome you also. We want you to come take a look and say, you know what, maybe some people have actually taken this to a different level and made it so it's really the way that it should be, because it's easy to see all the failure rate and try to compare that to just the small percentage of those that have succeeded. And again, I guess one of the other things to kind of bring everything back home, I still can't believe how good the presentation by Jim Rohn is on building your network marketing company. And I have to listen to that at least once a month because it's just so good. And I don't know if that's something that you have in any of your training or not, Peter. You might make mention of that while we've got a chance right here. Are you familiar with that particular segment of Jim Rohn's teachings?
I don't know if I've heard that. I think I might have heard that before, but it's not one of my regularly thought about Jim Rohn stuff. So It was probably a session that he did that I might have heard. I'm not sure, but I know that Jim Rohn was, besides being a great speaker, he also spoke to a lot of Herbalife people. So he was very tied in with Herbalife and Mark Hughes when Mark Hughes was alive and all that sort of stuff. So he's probably speaking about whatever you're referencing to an Herbalife group. So I'd like to hear it. Make sure you send us the link.
Yeah, we'll do that and let you take a listen to it. I know the other thing, too, is I think that well, the majority of people, I think they take a lot of things for granted. We just had a presentation on Nikola Tesla and what he provided. They actually come out and they said right up at the front part of the presentation, he's the man who lit up the world. And back in his period of time when he was kind of in the fight with the ability to distribute electricity, and the competition was with Benjamin Franklin, and it was DC electricity versus AC electricity. And luckily, Tesla won out, and because of him and his 700 patents, which is just absolutely mind-boggling in itself, if it hadn't been for Tesla, where would we be today with all the electricity that we get? And to think how electricity is sent along the power lines as composed, as opposed to maybe what Benjamin Franklin would have done, and with these battery stations every 2 to 3 blocks and having to resupply them and not having the power generate. I know that the first hydroelectric generating facility was at Niagara Falls, which makes sense. I mean, you've got the water coming over the falls, and it turns a turbine, and the turbine does the takes care of the motor, and the motor presents and creates the electricity, and it sends it along the wires, and then we get to use it in our homes or wherever we may be. And, of course, he had – that was the ability to send it via hard wiring versus, you know, the power lines versus wireless. So he was already working with wireless ideas, as well as Marconi, who actually sent the first message across the ocean. But I hope that people don't take everything for granted, and especially in this day and age when you've got the opportunity to get caught up or get ahead. In fact, one of the presentations that you had shown me, Peter, was the fact that everything has gone up. I mean, we're talking the prices of homes, the prices of eating, you know, feeding your family, eating out, anything you can think of. It just seemed like it's out of control. And if people don't do something, they're going to get left behind simply because of the fact that the future doesn't equal the past. And you've got to realize it's one thing to live in the past. It's another thing to understand the past and use it as a building block. But if you like the one mentor that I had when I was with him and his team, he would always say, those who live in the past die in the past. So you have to be careful. You don't stay back there because you're going to get left behind. And you just got to take advantage of what's out there, because it's really fascinating and it's great stuff. So without saying the same thing over and over, at some point you just got to take a look. And that's why we're trying to make sure we get everything set up so that it makes sense and we don't get them lost in the shuffle, but they can go to the website and take a look kind of what's going on. So we're here to change the future outcome for people, and we're going to do it with the least amount of pain. And we're going to be very efficient at what we do. So I know as long as we've got that information and we can count on coming back here with our most certified instructor and guider, guidance, guide, what should I call you? I almost feel like I'm getting ready to go out into a park and go on a hike or something like that. And said, here's Peter going to send us down the right path so we don't end up at a dead end or walk off the edge of someplace. So. But anyways, it's happening, and we're waiting for you to get ready to make the journey, because we know that it can change your life, and it's going to be for the better. So anyways, I'm going to throw it back to you, Peter, and maybe you might want to throw something in there and help people
Excellent.
Understand.
Well,
don't take things
all
for
good
granted.
Stuff. Yeah, all good stuff. So don't take things for granted. And one thing that I've learned relative to this is, you know, you got to start building that solid foundation. And one of the things that you could build to be a solid foundation is a good, solid home-based business with the right company, with the right people, because that's going to be around. And, you know, you find, even if the company goes through some changes sometimes, and if you figure you're going to be around for 10, 20, 30 years because you want some residual income, you know, if you're with the right people, changes have to be made sometimes. You know, products come and go, whatever, things like that happen. But the people you surround yourself will still stay around. They'll be able to carry you through just about anything. So count on the truth. Countonthetruth.com is the website. buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth is the place you can go to hear the previous radio shows. But if you're sincerely looking to say, you know what, I like the way these guys talk, I want to do something, you know, to protect myself and my family, and who knows what might be happening, sometime in the future with the next pandemic, which is planned, with the next recession, which is planned, with the failure of our economic, which has always been planned. You know, you've been talking to people forever. They're talking about, like, doom and gloom. But the reality is going to be is that there's things that are changing between AI and currency and your health, and you're going to get older. So take a look at some of the things that we're referencing right here. And, Ken, I'm going to say thanks for all the things you do. You're putting together a great website, and thanks for the radio shows. And we'll speak to everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
Hey,
thanks,
you've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.